Yesterday, we're learning in the middle of the dinim of paspalter bishulakum. We said that if a Jew throws anything into the fire or does anything in the cooking process, the baking process, then there's no problem. Like you have these breads you buy in the frozen breads that are par-baked. Now, they're not ready to eat. You have to put them into the oven to finish the baking process. So even though a guy made, if there's a hechsher, obviously, even though a guy made the first part of it, but the fact that you have to finish baking it, it's not made to eat as is, so then it's okay. Somebody, in fact, called me today about pretzels that they're not really ready to eat yet. You have to put them into the oven for like 4 minutes at 400 degrees or a microwave for 30 seconds or something like that. So again, they're not made to eat as they are already. So you're finishing the baking process. So then that's, again, it's not a problem. But otherwise, it would be a problem if somebody does anything. As long as the Jew does it, even if a Jew stirs the pot or anything in the cooking process or baking process, so then it's not a problem. Now, the din of...
Even if the guy turned the thing on?
Even if the guy turned on the fire, unless it's your Sephardic we mentioned yesterday. As long as the guy turned on the fire, but you make it a little bit higher, or if you turn it off right away and turn it back on... Let's say by mistake, a guy turns on the crock pot. You know, they plug it in and turn it on. So then you turn it off and you put it back on. So then, as long as you're doing something in the cooking process, so then it's okay. Now, this din of pas akum or pas palter is only when it's bread that comes from one of the five grains. The five grains are wheat, barley, rye, oat, and spelt. Okay? What happens if you have a bread made from soy flour, a quinoa flour, or potato flour, whatever it is, you know, potato starch as it's called. So then the din is there's no din of pasakum or bishulakum because it's not fit for a king's table. You don't serve such a bread at a banquet. You serve such a prominent bread, you serve at a regular banquet. What?
What's the sprouted...
Like Ezekiel bread.
Yeah, what is that?
Ezekiel bread is sprouted bread. Okay, there's an interesting thing about that. The question, what bracha is it? Okay. So when it first came out, Rabbanim Paskin then, that it's shahakol or adama, depending if there are pieces or not. The pearl, then they found out how it's really made. Okay. In according to FDA, it's not called flour. Because it's things that stick together with the heat, so it looks like flour, but it's not really legitimately, it's not legally, it's not flour. But the problem in Shulchan Aruch, it says, though, that if it's through heat, it sticks together like flour does, then according to most opinions, it's hamaitzi. Therefore, lepoil all the Rabban and Paskin, that Mashu Ezekiel bread and all that, is hamaitzi. The fact is, as of now, it's still Pas Yisrael. Because the Chofke, and then the Hechsher that took it over afterwards, makes it in a way, there's a constant fire on in the oven, so therefore it's even Pas Yisrael. There's an issue now, by the way, with old country bread. It's a big problem now with old country bread, because they want to make a treif now. It was on a few hilligrams and all of those things over here. So they write that people should call the company in Pennsylvania, the headquarters, and tell them that it might not be kosher anymore. Right now it's kosher, and Pas Yisrael. But they might change the whole setup and make it treif.
Is that what's the hechsher
on that? It used to have hard K, now it's chof K. The chof K continued the hechsher.
What's the bracha on quinoa?
Quinoa? It depends. If there's pieces, it's adama. If not, it's shahakol. Quinoa is not a grain.
I don't know what it is.
It's quinoa.
What is that?
If anything, it's from the beet family. It's connected to the beet family. If you read about, where do I get this info from? It's a big shout about, is quinoa kidney or some Pesach? So there's a whole argument in contemporary halakha, because quinoa nobody knew about it years ago. There's a big argument in halacha about quinoa. A lot of people are machma on quinoa. Some people are mekel on quinoa. There's nothing to do with kidneys, because you don't even make bread from quinoa. But whatever, it's a shiloh what it is. But kinua is any other thing besides the five grains. Woman, anything besides the five grains, like, okay, Pesach Dikka cakes are made from potato starch. A lot of them, unless they're matzah mal, right? But they're made from potato starch, which is basically potato flour. This is exactly what it is. They grind up, so those cakes are shahakol. Because anything that is ground up and ruined from its original thing, so then it's shahakol. If there's pieces in it, then you have pieces of potatoes. A piece of potato would be adama, right? Just like you have juice. Orange juice is shahakol. But if you have pulp inside the orange juice, so you have actually pieces of orange, then the juice would be haitz.
Pringles
also, they became OUD, most of them. But Pringles is also. Potato chips are adama. But Pringles is shahakol because it's made from dehydrated potato starch. So potato starch is actually not potato chips you buy in the store are sliced potatoes very thin. Therefore, there are different shapes to it. But Pringles is made into a flour, potato flour, basically it was called potato starch, and therefore it's shahakol. And therefore, even, well, I'll give an example, okay. Do potato chips have to be Bishul Yisrael or not? The whole question, halacha, if potato chips have to be Bishul Yisrael or not, or can you just buy regular OU potato chips? So the premise of the shaila is two things. There's a very interesting machlekes in halacha between the Chai Yodim and the Aruch HaShulchan, if potatoes are Eilal Shulchan Malachim, if potatoes are fit for a king's banquet, which in today's language means you serve it at a wedding, at a formal function, bar mitzvah, wedding. Yeah? So the Chai Yodim said it was, the Aruch HaShulchan says it's not. Because in those days, the question how prominent potatoes were. But the fact is, this goes by the fact. The fact that you go to a banquet, they do serve potatoes.
Not potato chips.
No. So 1 second. But they serve potatoes. So today, potatoes are considered olal shochan malachim. So therefore, if a guy cooks up potatoes and you don't do anything in the process, it's called bishulakum. Now, we take it a step further. Now, when they make the potatoes, it's for potato chips. Now, potato chips are not served at a banquet. It's not a prominent food that's served at a banquet. But potatoes are. So are potato chips considered potatoes? And therefore, it is the problem of bishulakum, or do you look at potato chips as a finished product, and potato chips are not eilal shulchan malachim? It's not fit for a table of a king. So la halacha, by the way, if you ask halacha, most poskim are makel that potato chips don't have to be bishul yisrael; could be regular OU potato chips. But some people are machmir, and many people are machmir that they're on potato chips. They're machmir, but even those that are machmir wouldn't be machmir on Pringles. Because Pringles are not potatoes. It's potato flour, so it's not the problem of bishulakum. What?
You mentioned once cornflakes, some shahakum and some
not. The same thing with cornflakes, is you have to look at the ingredients. Well, how cornflakes? Sometimes cornflakes are made from corn flour, so corn flour is shahakum. If they're made from sliced pieces of corn that are then toasted, so then it would be adama. But b'chol, we're going to get into this thing about the cereals. Is there a din of bishulakum on cereals? Okay, so just one last thing before we go to my devotion to now. That according to Dr. Tshuva brings down many opinions that say when the Chachamim said cooking and baking is bishulakum or pasakum, it's only for those two things. If somebody steamed, many cans are steamed. They're not cooked or baked. They're steamed. So many poskim, that's what the world basically relies on today, that steamed was never part of the gzeira that the Chachamim made. Chachamim said cooking, baking, frying, things like that. But steaming is a whole different process. In fact, some people want to be even make with microwave, but we'll get into that. Okay.